This is a new dimension in sound.
You're listening to TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio.
TalkZone.com.
Time for more positive living with Patricia Raskin on TalkZone.com.
Hi, everyone. We are back. You are listening to Positive Living, and I'm Patricia Raskin. You know, I want to say, folks, that this work that I do with positive living is really my purpose and my passion. I started in 1982 on cable television, always sort of a pioneer and trailblazer ahead of my time, and then moved on to television and then radio and then the Internet, and again ahead of my time about 6 years ago on the Internet. And I really believe that this message is so important. Those of us who are helping to empower people to help you live the life that you want to live. And what I do as the bumblebee pollinator is I find these fabulous people, I interview them and bring them out to you and pollinate right through the airwaves so that you can, again, really improve the quality of your life. And that's exactly what we're doing today with a dynamic guest. Her name is Ellen Whitehurst. Her book is Make This Your Lucky Day, Fun and Easy Feng Shui Secrets to Success, Romance, Health, and Harmony. Ellen Whitehurst is a leading feng shui expert and holistic practitioner, and she writes a regular column, which is Shui Astrology, in Red Book magazine, and she appears regularly on TV. And again, her book is Make This Your Lucky Day, and you certainly can log on to her website at ellenwhitehurst.com. And you can give us a call if you'd like to know more about feng shui and how can you bring things into your environment that improve your health and harmony and happiness and romance and success. And so certainly you can give us a call at 888-GO-FOR-IT. And all these shows are archived on TalkZone.com and also on my site, RaskinResources.com. Welcome back, Ellen.
Thank you, Patricia. I'm so happy to be with you.
Thank you. So we're talking about secrets to success in romance, health, and harmony. Now, we've talked about romance. We've talked about financial success. Let's talk about health, Ellen. Let's talk about people who have all sorts of things from arthritis to allergies to chronic pain to diabetes to overweight. I mean, the list goes on and practically everybody has something. So what can we do?
Well, there's so many things we can do, Patricia, and that's such a great question and so helpful to your listeners. And let's talk about it. Can we talk about it from two different perspectives? One would be sort of the psychological perspective and using your own power of thought, using your own mind to sort of bring balance back into your life. Because, you know, from the physical health perspective, most Eastern and Oriental traditions and cultures will maintain that whether it's osteoarthritis or it's cancer or it's chronic pain, it begins somewhere with an imbalance in your system. And so always when we address things from a holistic perspective, it's actually just that. It's trying to bring you back to wholeness. So holistic medicine, which sort of when people hear it, sometimes they discount it and say, oh, you know, herbs and yoga, and I'm not going to do that. Holistic medicine simply says, bring you back to whole you, and then we'll heal you. So one of the ways that we can do that from a physical perspective, there is a cure or a secret, a tip, these tips we've been talking about this morning, Patricia, that says to bring three green plants into your house. The color green actually has a healing effect on your psyche. And, you know, if you start to say, okay, that sounds a little crazy, think about it. Think about hospitals. What color is used in propensity in hospitals? It's green. Green has been proven to have a healing and healthy effect on the human body. Three green plants, you're bringing live chi. You're bringing live energy in to come in and support your own energy. And again, because I would be remiss if I didn't say it, Patricia, I think the minute you take an action step, any action step at all, in particular or specifically for health, three green plants, one in the foyer or the entryway to your home, one in the living room, and one in the kitchen. Activating these three spaces with three green plants brings a healing or a balancing energy into your environment. But I applaud anyone who takes the step because they've now empowered themselves to heal themselves, and therefore they will have some response and positive result to that.
All right, Alan, what about, and you alluded to this before, people who don't have the green thumbs, they're afraid their plants are going to die, they do some traveling, they just forget to water them. What suggestion do you have then?
For them and for anyone who's looking to get healed from any malady, from any illness, green sheets. Green sheets on your bed. Oh. In fact, in Feng Shui, that's also a strong infertility cure. And you asked me before to share a personal story or personal results, Patricia, and I did suffer through 5 years of infertility, and I found out about the green sheets right before I got pregnant with my son. So I am one success story.
Interesting. But, you know, green sheets are hard to find, aren't they? I mean, you know, I've seen like sea foam or aqua, but what color green are we talking about
here? We're talking about any color green, and thank you. What a great, great, great comment to make. Any color green. So before, like we were talking about single women painting their bedrooms pink or peach or coral or salmon, you get the idea that we're just in that school of colors. So whatever appeals to you, the same thing with green sheets. They do have to be solid. It can't be a lot of green flowers or a lot of green stripes. They need to be solid green, but whatever appeals the most to the person who's using the sheets for bringing in healthy and healing energies, any color green will work.
Okay. So interesting. So green plants, green sheets, that's important.
It's very important. And it's also very important to take a look around. Again, Patricia, before when we were talking, we were saying, you know, are there set tips? Are there five staple tips that you could give? And we talked about clearing the clutter, and we talked about bringing things into your home, fountains to move water and green plants. One of the big secrets in what's called Taoist Feng Shui is something called the Heart Sutra. And the Heart Sutra has to do with health and healing or money or love life. It has to do with anything you want to bring into your life. So if that's a partner or if that's a bigger paycheck or if that's healing of an illness, chronic or not, the Heart Sutra says this, plain and simply, before you go to bed at night, before you go to sleep, you need to focus, concentrate, and think about what it is that you're wishing for. Literally try and go to sleep thinking about it. The first thing in the morning, before you even open your eyes, before your feet hit the ground, you think about what it is that you want again. Focus, concentration, discipline. It's very hard. I mean, it sounds like it's an easy thing to accomplish. It's very difficult when you wake up in the morning to sort of steady those thoughts and focus them on what your wish is. But if you do this each night and each morning for 49 days, then your wish will come true, whether that's health.
Well, and what gets in the way there, Ellen, is sometimes you say it's what you want, and then there's a little voice in the background that's sabotaging that a little. That's saying, oh, yeah, but, you know, I really can't get that. Oh, yeah, well, I'd really like to find the man or the woman. Or, yeah, you know, I'd really like to make more money. But, you know, it just hasn't happened yet. I mean, there's still those little voices.
Right.
How do you tame those, Ellen? Any Feng Shui secrets for that?
Well, here's what I say is that, yes, there are. And that's, again, being maybe a little bit more proactive. And that's the subconscious speaking to us. Those are our worth issues that are speaking to us. So let's try to address them from two different perspectives. The first thing is there's a space in our environment that is at the tic-tac-toe board. Now, again, for anybody just checking in with us, we're talking about feng shui. We're talking about a map that we go by, a blueprint we go by that has different energies associated with different life areas. So if you're standing at your front door and you divide the main space, your main living space, up into a tic-tac-toe board, the bottom center square is considered the quote-unquote career area. But career is really a homogenized, a very broad word to use here because it's this whole part of your space speaks to your sense of self-esteem and self-worth. It's your destiny. It's psychology 101. Why am I here? Why was I born? What am I supposed to be doing? So if you do the ripple effect, you can see how if you pull that out, it could be concerned with career. And the reason I say this is because I have so many clients who I walk into their houses to assess their space, and they say, you know what? I don't work. My husband works. I don't work. Just skip right over career. And no, we can't do that because this is all about that little voice that's inside your head saying, yeah, but you know what? You're not going to be able to marry George Clooney just because his girlfriend just broke up with him. I say, go to that career area and put some water there. This is a water area, the element associated with your destiny, just like when you're in the womb, is water. You're birthing yourself anew here. You're going to go through some labor and delivery. You're going to come out of this water to be your best self. So a picture of water, a fish, anything that speaks to water for you, which could be putting a sailboat someplace in this area, anything that's representative or symbolic of water in the career area will help to quell those little voices that can sabotage you. Mm-hmm. As well, if while you're sleeping at night, it's very, very helpful to use subliminal tapes. Subliminal messages that support whatever it is that you're looking for. And you and I both know, Patricia, 21 days creates a habit. 21 days of listening to subliminal tapes while you're sleeping at night that can speak to your psyche or your subconscious that says that you are good enough. You do deserve everything that you want. 21 days of this will create the habit and allow you that 49 days to say, I am going to marry George Clooney. Each day and each night, right? So,
or someone like him.
Or someone just like him, exactly.
Okay, on that note, on that fun note, we're going to take a break. My guest is Ellen Whitehurst, and Ellen is a leading feng shui expert and holistic practitioner who writes a regular column, Shui Astrology, for Red Book Magazine, which is a combination of astrology and feng shui. She also appears regularly on television in the U.S., and writes for iVillage as well. You can log on to ellenwhitehurst.com. Her book is Make This Your Lucky Day, Fun and Easy Feng Shui Secrets to Success, Romance, Health, and Harmony. And you can call us after the break at 888-GO-4. You're listening to Positive Living. I'm Patricia Raskin. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back.